So the creative part of the life you are living now is opening up for all of you in different ways. And we know that some part of you is going to feel relieved before too long, because it is in your nature to create, and it is in your nature to draw to you the thing that is best for you. So as we move into this time where more of that is happening, we want you to remember that there are some the things that the channel mentioned to you before, of course, are very important. Loving kindness with yourself and with whoever you are dealing with, and openness to receive help in places where you may not have thought there would have been help. So this is all opening for you now. We do want to remind you, of course, of how very magnetic you are when you are in gratitude. And we know that there is something about creating and gratitude that can become confused, because you are not grateful for this thing yet that you are bringing in. But your ability to hold gratitude for the place where you are and for what the things around you that are good for you, the people around you that are good for you, to be able to hold the energy of gratitude there, draws to you then the thing that you want, for which then you can have additional gratitude. So on a spiritual path, there is really no such thing as too much gratitude. It is a force. It is an absolute force. And that is a wonderful thing, and we want you to keep it in mind. Now, you are still seeing the light-dark schism in the world around you. And what is interesting here is, of course, you know about it, but the ability to apply gratitude to the light that is standing up for itself and standing up for you and standing up for the things that are going to make life more honorable and more fair, the ability to support that and be grateful about that, these are very strong things. You may have noticed, if you are watching, that one of the influences that is actually having an impact on the political spectrum comes from the grassroots. And there have been any number of instances where that pressure from the grassroots has been the thing that makes the right thing happen. Your health care, your Affordable Care Act, that was going to be shut down. And the grassroots rose up and said, you cannot take this from us, and therefore it was not taken down. So it is good to speak for the things that are good and to hold for them. We realize there is much opposition, but gratitude for every step forward is the thing that helps momentum gather and helps energy gather to make a better world for you. Now, this is not like getting involved in politics. We do not mean that. We understand that can be very, very trying for you. But when you see a movement anywhere that is moving in the right direction, that is what you want to express gratitude for. But that is a very fine power energetically. And many people are beginning to see the power of that now. And there are even some who are beginning to feel the power of that now. When you are walking through this time, we want to speak just a moment to you We've spoken about gratitude. We'd like to speak to you a moment about honor. This is a very odd thing to be speaking, you might think, but you need to know that when you have honor in your own life, you are attracting a particular kind of life. And what honor does, it is a spiritual expression from the heart. It is something that says, when I see something is good and know it is good, I'm going to agree with it and I'm going to move with it. And the more we are able to do that, and the less we are becoming discouraged about all the things that are not honorable, the more we can help this movement toward the light go forward. Now, when we say honor, we are not saying war. And we understand that there are situations where the real power may be in knowing yourself what is honorable, doing the honorable thing, holding the honorable thought, even if what is happening outside of you is going in a completely different direction. Because the universe is with you, even in the holding of honor, you are being a power for honor. And it also, we may have mentioned this before, but when you make a choice to be honorable in any situation, you are choosing a universal energy. And it is coming through you. And it not only influences what is outside of you, but it influences what is inside of you. You have all, we know, because we see your lives, have had some times when you chose the honorable thing in the face of a very dishonorable situation. And you may have had an emotional response to that, perhaps the feeling that that was not wise. But we want to tell you now, it was wise. It is always wise. Making an honorable choice aligns you with the universe. And the universe has the power to balance out whatever needs to be balanced. We know that you have heard the expression, when you are praying for something, this or something better. That is an acknowledgement that the universe has the power to bring you something better. And that is the way we want to move through life. And sometimes what you have let go of because you are honorable, as it turns out, has simply cleared a place for you to draw in what is honorable. Who is honorable? Situations that are honorable. And that is the way that we want to move forward. But never forget that when you consult your own heart and your own intuition and your own wisdom, and you make an honorable decision, you have already won, even if you cannot see the win in the moment. You already have, because you have aligned with the universe. And the universe is able to make all good things happen in your life. So we are now speaking to you about honor, but we're also speaking to you about faith. A very beautiful thing to carry forward with you. So, we will take a few moments and speak about this together, in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. feel the energy of love come all around you and fill the air around you. Breathe in love. Exhale fear. Now feel the earth send a cleansing energy into your root, and let that cleansing energy remove any blockage to creating the life you want, so that your root comes alive and begins to join with the rest of your chakra systems to create the energy that will make your life what you want it to be. Let the cleansing energy come up and into the second center. And let the cleansing energy displace any judgment or shame that might have caught in your body that needs to be released, so that there is natural cleansing in your second center, which is to say, whatever you are experiencing, take what you need from it, and let this center then wash away everything else. Feel the cleansing energy come up and into your solar plexus. And let the cleansing energy displace any emotional energy that is heavy or not needed at this time. Let it be displaced and moved away from your body. Feel the cleansing energy come up and into your heart. And let the cleansing energy water your garden. Bring energy and strength to the places in your life that you want to grow, that you want to flourish. Feel the cleansing energy come into your throat center and wash away anything harsh that might have been spoken to you or to others. Wash it out of your field, so that what rules your communication center is loving kindness. And feel the cleansing energy come up through your body and into the third eye. And feel the third eye shake off anything that might limit it, that might make it afraid or unable to trust. And let the third eye, washed and clean, give you your intuitive powers and more of them. Feel the cleansing energy come up through your body and into your crown. Let the cleansing energy open that crown. So that you're able to receive all that is good for you. And feel the golden light of the universe pouring into your body, touching each of the chakra centers, raising your thoughts and your communication. Feel the healing energy of the golden light in your trunk and your back, down your shoulders and arms, and feel that energy flowing into your legs and your feet so that you are golden. And that light loves you and supports you and creates with you. Now move your attention into your heart center. And find a place where water flows there to refresh yourself. See the beauty of all that you have created here. And looking ahead, see that a path that moves upward is illuminated and calls you. Step onto the path and let the path move you upward. And feel that the energy all around you has been created for you, is here to love you and guide you, to protect you and support you, as you move easily up the path. And come to the place of the promise. This is the energy that the universe sends to you when you walk with the universe in loving kindness. And feel the energy in this place flow into your body so that you are one with the universe. And that connection is flowing its light into your body. Now move forward. Let the path pull you up even further. And find yourself in the energy of empowerment through love. And let that energy flow through your body, knowing that every loving thought you think brings you more power. Every thought of gratitude that you breathe in makes you stronger. Now move forward on your path and come to the place of the gift. And on the golden table, resting your mind, allow yourself to know your gift. Thank you. when you've known your gift. Turn and come back down the path, breathing in everything that is good for you, that is sacred for you, that brings you to your true self. And when you're in your heart, begin to breathe into your heart to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your heart, open your eyes.